Enjoyed myself up till now, enjoyed the preaching and the singing. Now I want you to pray for me. God would give me preaching grace. Without Him, I can't preach. I believe this is the most beautiful Primitive Baptist church house I've ever seen. But it's not the church.
Amen.
The church is a group of baptized believers believing and practicing the truth. The church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Built up on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ Himself, the chief cornerstone. I believe the Primitive Baptists have the church. I believe that 55 years ago when I first joined, and I still believe it today. I want to talk to you out of the book of Hebrews, Paul writing to the Jews. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Christ preached the gospel, he taught it to the apostles, and he still calls men today that will stand up and preach truth. But in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, 4:4, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. He wasn't tired, he just ceased creating. Our God don't get tired.
Amen.
He created the heaven and the earth and all things therein, and the sea and all things therein.
That's right.
When he got through creating the material universe, the physical universe, he ceased. But he's still creating. Every time a child of God is born, that's a new creation.
Amen.
A spiritual work. And when the last child of God is quickened, then God will rest again.
Yeah.
He'll cease. But this is one of the rests that's mentioned here in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. In the 11th chapter, 11th verse of chapter 3, so I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. Talking about the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey. But they entered not in because of unbelief and disobedience. The land of Canaan was typical of the church, not heaven.
Amen.
Typical of the church. For they could settle in and rest and be free from their enemies. And everything they needed was there. Fields was already planted and everything like that. Buildings already built. But they came up to Jordan and they disbelieved. The spies went out and said, it's a wonderful land. And some come back and said, we can't take it. There's giants in the land.
Mm-hmm.
But because of disobedience, they were turned back into the wilderness for 40 years. They didn't enter into that rest that God had provided for. So we have a rest today. We'll get to that in a minute. He was grieved with them for 40 years. Those 20 years old and upward died in the wilderness. And their children, which they said God brought them out there to destroy, they entered in. He grieved with them. But there's another rest here that's mentioned in 4:9. There remaineth a rest for the people of God. It's not talking about the Sabbath. God rested on the seventh day. Not talking about that. We observe a Sabbath, a Christian Sabbath, on Sunday. But there's nowhere in the New Testament that says Sunday was a Sabbath.
That's right.
The first day of the week wasn't a Sabbath. It's Saturday. But it's a Christian Sabbath where we come together to rest spiritually. There remaineth a rest. The people of God. If Joshua had given them rest, he wouldn't have spoken of another rest to come. Talking about the gospel dispensation. Talking about the church kingdom. Where we can rest. The rest there, the Greek word for that is sabbatism. We have a perpetual rest. Not just today, but we can rest every day. When Christ bowed his head and said, "It's finished. It's finished." What he came to do was finished. He looked, and there was none to help. He looked out on humanity, and they all were sinners, as these brothers have been telling you. No help there. He looked at the angels. No help there because they can't die. Christ said in one place we're going to be like the angels in that respect. He said we're going to be like the angels. We'll never die. Live forever. That rest that he promised. Church rest. In his finished work. The religious world, how can they rest? Thinking they had to do something to be saved and have to do something to keep it. How are you going to rest?
Amen.
Never be any rest in that. It'd be disturbed all the time. I'd be disturbed all the time. You would too. Wondering if you'd done enough.
Amen. Preach.
Well, just like the brother said, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing the Holy Ghost. He looked. None to help. He finished it in the first verse or two of the first chapter. Talking about Christ. Had in these last days talked unto us by his Son. Who is the brightness of his glory. The express image of his person. Upholding all things by the word of his power. You know, this universe hangs together because of him.
Amen.
After he had by himself purged us from our sin, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He rested. The work he came to do was done. He rested. That's 4:10. Chapter 4, verse 10. For he that has entered into his rest, talking about Christ.
Amen.
For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did his. What Christ came to do was finished, and he rested. Finished and he rested. He ceased from the work of redemption. His work's not done. His work as mediator was done. And he rested. Christ did everything necessary for our salvation. There's nothing for us to do or anybody else.
Amen.
Excuse me. I've worked with people that says you got to do this and you got to do that in order to be saved. And then they turn around and say, if you don't persevere, you're going to be lost. That's not what Jude said.
Amen.
Sanctified by God the Father. That is set apart in eternal election. that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, sanctified by God the Father, preserved in Jesus Christ. Not, we don't persevere. We persevere in things pertaining to the church. If you don't persevere, you might lose what you've got. All of you that are here have persevered. You set out to do something and you're doing it. But we're preserved in Jesus Christ. We were chosen in Him. Created in Him. And He's coming back to get that which is His. Which He bought with His blood. Being justified by His blood. That is the basis of our justification. Being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
Yes.
It is God that justifieth, but it's based on what Christ did. And we're justified in our conscience when we believe it.
Right.
It's revealed in the gospel. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. There's two kinds of faith mentioned. Like Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith. Gospel doctrine, the truth, revealed from that faith to your personal faith, which is a gift of God, a fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
We realize and believe by faith that Christ is our righteousness, that we have none of our own. Our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. We have a justifying righteousness, a perfect righteousness. It is God that justifies through what Christ did. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Christ also risen. Shall not God freely through Him give us all things? Notice that word freely. Christ entered into his rest. God rested on the Sabbath day. And we rest in the finished work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who loved us.
Amen.
And gave Himself for us, established the church kingdom while He was here. It's just one. He said, my love, my dove is but one. They're not churches. They're one church, true church of the living God. And oh, how we rest. Every day, every hour, we rest in His love and in His finished work.
Amen.
It's done. When He bowed His head and said, it's finished. It's done. It's over with. It's complete. And we ought to praise Him for it. We ought to love Him for it. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Amen.
With all thy soul. With all thy mind. And love thy neighbor as thyself. It don't say love your neighbor like you do God, but it says love thy neighbor as thyself. He who loved us. I have loved thee, He said, with an everlasting love and with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Blessed is the man whom the Lord chooses and causes to approach unto Him. We are blessed people. But we're blessed with the truth and with the church. In my humble opinion, I believe that the Primitive Baptist is the church that the Lord Jesus Christ set up here while He was here. We rest, knowing that our Savior did. It said He shall not fail,
that's right,
nor be discouraged. He set His face toward Jerusalem. He knew what He came to do.
Yeah.
And He went and did it. Completed it. It's over. If you got anything out of this, give the Lord the credit for it.
Walking and sign blind.